Dean Richards is off this week, but from Las Vegas, we have Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman, who covers entertainment for the Las Vegas Review out there and also for the New York Times. Cindy, good morning. Let's talk first about the sad news regarding Malcolm Jamal Warner. And you interviewed him a while back. He seemed like a really together person and a very engaging celebrity.
Good morning, Bob. He was. He was just this kind, deep-thinking, wonderful guy, survived the child actor years and just came out on the other side as just this very deeply thoughtful young man, and really hit me hard hearing the news of how he drowned this week in Costa Rica. And a lot of details emerged yesterday from this. One is that he was taking what must have started out as a really beautiful early morning swim, but I guess the riptides there are pretty rough. Although there were no lifeguards present on the beach, and, you know, we've heard the story before, it was a challenging time economically there, so they cut back on lifeguard service there. And there were warnings, though, both in English and Spanish, of strong riptides. And one of the other sad things to come out of yesterday is there was another swimmer who also is in intensive care and critical condition right now. Similarly with the riptides, got caught up in them. And now there's some thought that maybe he actually tried to save Malcolm Jamal Warner, and they died very close in proximity together.
Yeah, very, very sad story. In his last interview, he was asked how he would like to be remembered, and he said, "I want to leave this earth knowing and people knowing that I was a good person." And I think he accomplished that. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the movies and what you know about what's coming from the Avengers.
On a much lighter note, Bob, it's not good to be a vintage Avenger anymore. So, Hugh Jackman, don't buy the good cheese at the supermarket. You're being replaced, according to Kevin Feige, who's like the one who runs the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the MCU. He said during all these press interviews he's doing for Fantastic Four, which opens Friday, but Kevin Feige said there's a lot of shaking up going on. There's going to be all new X-Men coming up. Also, Tony Stark / Iron Man being recast. And there was a lot of talk. Would Robert Downey do it again? Would he possibly in a future movie? No, they're going to go for a new young Tony Stark. And even Chris Evans, gone. They're going to do a new Steve Rogers Captain America. And Kevin said it's not a reboot. He said reboot's kind of a dirty word in the comic universe. It's a reset. It's on a singular timeline, whatever that means. And he said, you know, this will be a new way to freshen things up.
A lot of people are into the superheroes these days, and then others are kind of in the dark, like me. But I did know when I watched the Superman movie and the Justice League appeared, I did remember seeing something about that in a comic book somewhere. But a lot of people are lost.
Well, all you need to know really is Superman has a cute dog. That's the only thing of the summer.
That's all you need to know. Let's get to Nick Offerman, local boy in a new movie. Tell us about it.
Who knew Nick Offerman of Parks and Rec, all around supersonic nice guy. He grew up in Manuka, Illinois, on a small farm. He said it was a great childhood, driving bikes, building tree houses, his mom having no clue where he was until it was time to come in. And he said he thought that farm life gave him a toughness and resilience for Hollywood, even, because he said you'd get in the kind of trouble and these little life-defying situations that you always got out of by about 9 o'clock at night to go home so you weren't in trouble. So he said that, and he, of course, is in the Smurfs right now. And the other very cool thing about Nick Offerman is he's married to Megan Mullally for a long time, since the early 2000s. And I asked, what's the secret of a happy marriage? And he said, you know, you just say yes to her, because he said if it was up to him, the entire house would just be wood and dogs.
He's into that. He's got a new book about that, doesn't he?
He's so into that. He said his whole thing is he's got this big woodworking workshop at his house in L.A. This is his stress relief. And he's got a cute book, Little Woodchucks, Nick Offerman's Workshop Guide to Tools and Tomfoolery. And it's a book for kids, though, how you can do woodworking projects with your kids, which sounds pretty cool, out on October 14th.
Also in October, a comedy called Good Fortune. What do we know about this?
Well, you know, Keanu Reeves, whose name first name means cool breeze over the mountain, is now a cool angel with full wings and a robe. And, you know, he's an inept angel named Gabriel who gets involved in the lives of people, including the lives of a character played by Aziz Ansario and also Seth Rogen, who's in every project ever coming up. And Keanu's saving people. Supposedly, he sent down just to stop us from texting and driving. But then he gets involved in people's lives.
Look forward to that coming this fall. And people are still talking about Coldplay. They've been turning the camera on audiences for over a year now, even before this this scandal, haven't they?
They have, and it's part of the shtick because I guess, you know, they're getting to know their audience. But this has led to a new word. I love when we get a new word. It's called, are you getting cold played? And that means that you're in any sort of public situation and the kiss cam has come on you and maybe it's not the best situation of who you're sitting next to. So that's the thing. You've been cold played. And this has also reached other entertainers because Liam Gallagher of the band Oasis over the weekend was doing his own show. And he assured his audience that if we have any lovebirds in the house, either legally or illegally, don't worry, we ain't cold playing you. There'll be none of that fancy camera work.
New verb. It'll be, you know, at the end of the year or whenever they do that, the new words, it'll be cold played this time. They'll probably rename that kiss cam the divorce cam, though, don't you think?
Well, you know, they're just two innocent people canoodling at a Coldplay concert. What's the big deal? Come on.
That's all. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good one.
You too.